You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Rotorua Hospital has elicited concerns and outrage over people smoking and vaping in what's meant to be their smoke-free entrances. Hospital staff, patients, their visiting relatives, and public health experts think that those in charge of implementing the rules need to come down harder on smokers. Experts such as Professor Chris Bullen believe the smoke-free regulations need to be reformed and have questioned their effectiveness. I spoke to Chris about his concerns and how the issue of nicotine consumption on hospital grounds needs to be addressed. What steps can hospitals take to prevent smoking and vaping near hospital entrances?
Well, I think the broad approach they need to take is one that we would call supportive rather than punitive. So obviously people continue to vape and smoke on hospital campuses. We see this all the time. I work immediately across the road from Auckland City Hospital, and there are always people in wheelchairs or standing outside by the entrance smoking and vaping and dropping cigarette butts and so forth. So people who have been hospitalised who were smokers or vapers still need to get their nicotine, and if they're not getting it through nicotine replacement products provided by the hospital staff, they generally have to go outside into the cold and rain, etc., and find a place to puff and get their nicotine fix. But rather than trying to punish them, I think the attitude for the hospital should be trying to do everything they can to encourage those people to particularly move off smoking, and if they want to quit vaping, to support them as well.
And how can these rules and regulations be implemented in such a way that it doesn't alienate smokers and vapers?
Yeah, so this is a tricky one. It has to come back to kind of creating a supportive environment. While there are laws around hospitals being smoke-free and vape-free, they're not actually legally enforceable. So I think that you need to have people on staff, nurses, doctors, ancillary staff, the orderlies, etc., who are all on board with the resources available to help people, and just to remind them where they are, that there are risks to other people from exposure to particularly cigarette smoke if they're coming and going through the hospital entrances, etc., and to have options available for them on the spot, and you know, that involves training the staff to be able to deliver those means of support to people.
And if you believe that it should be legally enforced, what do you think the government can do to ensure that it is, that it does become a law?
Yeah, I think we're trying to send a message to people who smoke that it's kind of an historic thing that's going to become like the dinosaurs ultimately. Smoking rates are declining have been declining dramatically in New Zealand, and we're now down overall for the whole population below 7%, although it's plateaued a little bit. And obviously smoking's still higher for certain population groups, including people who are often in hospital, such as people with mental health conditions, and people who may have cigarette smoking caused conditions. That's why they're in hospital in the first place, because of their smoking. So I think, again, you know, the first reflex shouldn't be to slap a big fine, because typically people who smoke are actually on low incomes, and smoking's been part of the problem. That's why they don't have a high income. And so fines, I don't think, are particularly effective. It's sort of the last resort. And you can't sort of trespass somebody who's got a drip in their arm and is in need of surgery or something like that from a hospital grounds because they're smoking. So I think it's quite tricky, and it's much better to have as much support as possible and effective support for people. So that means like having really good training for the staff to know how to provide effective nicotine replacement or medications that are safe to use with the patient's condition that can help relieve their craving and withdrawal symptoms from smoking. And the same applies to people who are heavily dependent on vaping. And those reports are readily available in New Zealand. They are free, generally speaking, and available through hospitals. So they need to use all those tools at their disposal to try and nudge the patients in the right direction before crossing a line and, you know, penalising people.
And what would you say about, in rare cases, that it would be hospital staff who would smoke and vape?
Yeah, I mean, obviously that's not setting a great example. We're way ahead of, I was recently in Asia, and smoking amongst doctors and nurses is still quite common in some countries there. So it's quite a shock when you go there to see that happening. In New Zealand, by and large, the vast majority of healthcare professionals do not smoke. Some of them may vape, but they know how to do it discreetly, and that may be the pathway off smoking for them. So I think, you know, we need to continue the hard drive to make smoking not normal anymore in New Zealand. Vaping for some people is a pathway off smoking, so we need to be supportive. Vaping shouldn't be seen as a sort of lifestyle thing that people should be doing who've never smoked. And that's, you know, something that's a real issue, particularly for younger people in New Zealand at the moment. But I would say that if there was a priority, it's to help people who are smoking on hospital grounds to quit smoking, including hospital staff. And so part of that package of support should be there for any staff members who have an addiction to smoking as well. And that should be available through the health services in New Zealand.
And do you think that there should be a difference in how hospitals regulate smoking as opposed to vaping?
Right. Well, this is my personal view. I think if you take what we call a risk proportionate approach, there is abundant evidence that smoking is really, really harmful, vaping less so. It's not without harm, but much less harmful than smoking. As an overall picture, you know, obviously there's some vaping products that may be toxic because they've been manufactured in shonky operating situations, but by and large, most vapes that we have here in New Zealand appear to be not causing a huge amount of harm to people. So, but they are not harmless, and we don't know about all the long-term harms of people vaping long-term. So I think my feeling would be that the approach to regulation, penalties, etc., should be seeing smoking as the absolute priority to try and reduce people's harms. It's really overwhelming evidence how dangerous smoking is. And vaping less so. So I think the focus should be on where we can use vaping as a tool to help smokers to quit smoking, but prioritising anybody who's smoking. So that includes things like if a child's being seen in an outpatient clinic or emergency department or an adult, and they're asked about whether they smoke and vape, or the parents do, then that's a teachable moment in that setting while they're waiting for hours to be seen sometimes. So there's opportunities to give them some material, to have a quick conversation, brief advice, and that can be enough sometimes to trigger people to have a go at quitting.
Before we wrap up the interview, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Just again to highlight the fact that if people are smoking and they would like to quit smoking, there are lots of free resources and supports available to them, like the Quit Line, and they can get that through text messaging or online support to a trained counsellor. And then there are community-based providers who speak multiple languages who can help support them. But people who smoke should really be encouraged to take that step and quit smoking, but when they do so, to make use of the support that's available, because it's likely to double the chances of success. And if they are vaping and they would like to quit vaping because they feel like they've become hooked on vaping, there is support through Quitline as well.
That was Professor Chris Bullen on smoking and vaping regulations in hospitals. And we will be right back after this short break, so keep it on the B.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.